Page in the book.
48. Oh, I don't know about the book. It's our last 107 paragraph.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Katie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we got two more pages.
Oh, yeah.
Page 488. And our last 107.
Yeah.
Yeah, so pretty.
Best time of year to pet kitties. No shedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're holding on to every hair they can because of the cold.
Lay down on my pad there.
Hello, family. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, even though we didn't have our traditional church services, I still hope and pray that we all had a blessed Sabbath, just because we got to rest. Yeah. I tell you, I much needed the Sabbath because I was exhausted. I was very exhausted, just had a very busy week. I was running around like a chicken with no head. But... Alrighty, so if you have the book, we are picking up on page 488, paragraph 1, or if you're reading from Arlac, we are on page 107, paragraph 2, and we are beginning with where it says, the wicked receive their recompense. And begins by saying, the wicked receive their recompense in the earth. They shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. Some are destroyed as in a moment, while others suffer many days.
Wow.
Days.
You imagine how long Satan's going to stand?
Yeah, because there's a different magnitude of sin.
Yeah.
Yeah, although there are all sins, but different degrees.
It's in a fire.
Yeah.
For days.
Yeah, some, maybe, you know, some will take only days, like, or an hour or whatever, yeah?
Yeah.
So it might be a vapor, just.
Yeah.
Because they know any better.
Just like a bubble.
Yeah.
But Satan will be the last.
Yeah,
slowly.
Yeah.
You know, I know in the 58 Great Controversy, Sister White says that Satan's going to feel every particle.
Oh,
right down to the last ember. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a little ember's left still burning, he feels it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I also like about the 58 Great Controversy is that in there it talks about how some will be destroyed instantly, like it says here. But it doesn't say there specifically that they suffer many days. It says some just suffer longer, at least according to my recollection. But the fact that here it enumerates on it and says that they suffer for many days, you know, it gives you an idea of how the suffering is going to be. And then think about, we always talk about Satan, but you think about, you know, like think about the Jews or who put Christ to death, or think about the Pope. Popes and prelates, like how they had a profession of faith, but yet their fruits showed otherwise.
Yeah, even a babe in Christ can see that today. These popes, it's amazing how they can't see it, but that's self, you know, they're self, you know, they're enraptured by themselves.
Where that the palm post in there. What, California fire?
Yeah. It's judgment. I mean, they still won't learn. You got looters in there and all this other stuff. And then he's got people starting the fires. They got caught. So, but the thing is, now they got hurricane type winds coming in. And there was a video I put it on the site where days ago, 50, 60 mile an hour winds, it looked like a blowtorch.
The inferno. There was a picture of a tornado, a firenado.
Yeah.
You know, in there. Yeah.
It looked like a blowtorch. Now it's 10 times worse with a hurricane wind.
Carolina had the hurricane force winds too.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't learn when the San Francisco earthquake happened. They're not going to learn.
Yeah.
Well, not Carolina. I can't remember.
South Carolina?
Yeah. The harbinger indeed,
yeah. Yeah, amen. And Sister Pam said, I was thinking yesterday about the California fires, and they are a small example of what's coming soon. Yeah, think about how in the book of Jude it says that what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah is an example of what of the eternal vengeance. Or is it the eternal vengeance? Exactly? I think it's eternal destruction. Eternal destruction, what it says. Yeah, and amen, Brother Gilbert. Some will suffer a few stripes, while some will suffer many stripes. Yep, Nero, Hitler, Thomas Paine, Pilate, Herod, etc. Yeah, amen. Let's see. Oh, Pastor Allen, you put letter 90, May 23rd, 1902. Do you want to be voluntold and read it?
Okay. Thank you.
Twist his arm.
Yeah. Because we're talking about the fire. Is that a coincidence or what is this? It says here, the outlook in our world is indeed alarming. God is withdrawing his spirit from the wicked cities, which have become as the cities of the antediluvian world and as Sodom and Gomorrah, costly mansions, marvels of architectural skill, will be destroyed without a moment's notice when the Lord sees that the owners have passed the boundaries of forgiveness. The destruction by fire of the stately building supposed to be fireproof is an illustration of how, in a short time, Earth's architecture will lie in ruins. The 24th chapter of Matthew gives an outline of what is to come upon the world. We are living amid the perils of the last days. Those who are perishing in sin must be warned. So this is actually, judgment of God.
Mm.
And it's a voice of God, actually.
Yeah.
It's time to repent. All these are just a reminder that we have a God who's coming.
And you could even think about the heart. It is a harbinger. We know that. There's a lot of that. But what was it like about 6 months ago? There was a firefighter that was saying, because he was complaining about how, because they're using climate change. Satan has that much control over them where they actually decided to drain the reservoir so as to save a little fish that's found in all these other areas of the world. Save that one little fish and have all that water go off back into the ocean so we can save that little fish. Oh. Even though that little fish is already in all these other places in the world. They drained it, and the firefighter was saying, if we get a big fire and we get these Santa Ana winds as we usually do, you can't stop it. It's like a blowtorch, like we saw on the video the other day. It was a blowtorch hitting that palm tree. And sure enough, that was a final warning to some of the people, But yeah, costly mansions gone in a moment.
Yeah, gone in a moment. And look at the Hollywood there. And at some time I thought
60 of them.
60 of them?
They almost were burned.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they're crying and stuff. Like,
And they have this TV show, something like that, Californication, something like that.
Californication.
See, from that title alone, it's the Sodom and Gomorrah thing.
Yeah.
That's all it is for me. That's a big state. They go all over. They're nuts what they do in that state. Because they have so many resources and so many quote unquote paradise areas where the weather's so nice. But now, how's your weather now? They can't trust that. They can only trust the creator of the weather. But they don't want to do that part,
Oh yeah, that's also a song, Hotel California.
Yeah, well, it's actually the name of the biggest satanic church, Hotel California.
Yeah.
And if you ever saw the album cover, they got a demon. It's just gross.
Judgment time.
And what was it? Going back to when Alex said 60 celebrities' homes burned down so far in the LA fires, Danny and I were watching a video a little while ago. One of the homes was worth $6 million, and it's gone.
And did your State Farm dropped hundreds of policies in that area, thousands throughout the state. because they knew that was coming, the kind of bad weather, that kind of year drought stuff.
Yeah. Wow.
It's
like their plan.
Yeah, it looked like it was all planned. Yeah. But they're conned into it. That's why, you know, they think it's the right thing to do because the Pope's pushing the climate change. So they do that thing with the fish and draining that reservoir. Now there's no water. They didn't realize, because Satan knows what he's going to do, and he's going to use mankind against himself. But some of them probably already decided they wanted, like with Oprah, with Hawaii.
Maui.
She wants all that land.
Yeah.
Or she got it.
She got it, too. And look what Clinton did with Haiti.
Yeah.
You know, because they had all those shanties. It was like a slum, but that's the way they lived. It was like shanties. All gone. And Clinton Foundation bought it all, and the people.
Most of the people died though, but when the people came back that did have homes,
they went around. You don't own this land anymore. And they owned that land. They lived on it for their entire, for generations. But that's all going to end soon too. They're like the prophecy says, they're stacking their riches for the end times.
You talk about with the celebrities, what was it? Brother Dwayne put Isaiah 66:15, which I don't know exactly what it says, but he said that the California fires, those that mocked God and laughed at him, what man sows he's reaping. Yeah, because I don't know if anybody saw, I know Ellie was talking about it earlier, at the Golden Globes recently, they were doing a survey, and in that survey, they were, it was like people who, I think it was had to do with like the awards and like who receives thanks for the awards. And they did a survey. And
yeah, Sister Soon just put it, read what Sister Soon put in there, bro.
Let me see.
Yeah, she was just talking about it.
Yeah, okay, and LA, I didn't even see her post that. An LA awards ceremony on TV, yeah, the Golden Globes, a few days before the fire mocked God. The presenter said four winners thanked their moms, five thanked their managers, and zero thanked God, and the crowd cheered.
Yeah. It's just like when that Kathy Griffin got up there and literally blasphemed Jesus Christ and used disgusting language against Jesus. And, you know, now her career is destroyed.
Like that dust and goo. 11.
Guests and crew, moms. Oh, look at that.
Moms.
Zero. Oh, God.
Blood.
Zero. And somebody thanked Mario Lopez.
That's really a mockery.
And it got worse, too.
Yeah.
Operator of the coronavirus. Wow.
You can see, you know, what the patriarchal prophets wanted to see, and we're looking at, we're living it, and I think it's going to get worse. Mm-hmm. It's normal now. It's gotten so normalized. That's why it was easy to see when they started talking about, you know, normalizing homosexuality, because when we were teenagers, it still was taboo. You didn't talk about it, you know, and then they normalized that, and it says, well, they have to normalize that so they could normalize pedophilia. And now they're normalizing pedophilia because you got to get, it's kind of like what Rome did with that one doctrine where you present it to people that they balk, you put it on the back burner for a couple of centuries, then they'll accept it. You got to wait until the people get evil enough to accept it. And now we're in the age of lying, so they accept left and right, all this stuff. Yeah, Hollywood. Hollywood is the actual wood that the witches use for their wands, spells. It's the wood of the holly tree. Okay. And it's called Hollywood. It was all about witchcraft since day one. I mean, like Universal Studios. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that Universal Studios is Catholic owned and operated. I mean, the word Catholic is Latin for the English word universal.
Universal.
Yeah. So it's all been planned.
Yeah. And regardless of who orchestrated it and, you know, who's caught setting fires, the fact that the Lord is allowing it, that tells you how much he is, just how really it's a God-forsaken world for the most part.
Literally, that's God-forsaken, period.
Mm-hmm.
Harbinger's done. It's headed towards him now.
But But they did blame climate change on that.
Of course. Oh, yeah. You got to use that narrative because that's how they're going to get the market for us. So, amen. It's just, keep, stay in your Bibles and stay on your knees. That's all we can do.
Amen.
I saw an art, speaking of climate change, I saw an article, I'll say this and then I think we can move on if nobody else has any additional comments. I'll say this real quickly that I saw an article just a little while ago and I forgot to put it on the, I forgot to put it on my, my email that I send out to you with all the different articles to help you with your blog. Biden just recently awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He sent one out specifically to the Pope.
And he sent one to an abortion activist and Soros and Hillary. Those two are the most evil people. Second only to the Pope, obviously. But, yeah. And but because I put that article on the site already, bro. Came out last week where the Pope was giving it. Well, no, the Biden was given that Roman Catholic, devout Roman Catholic Joe Biden giving an abortion activist a Medal of Freedom. And I says, and his Pope is proud. And when you see Pope is proud, it's a link. You click it. It's a video I made where the Pope on camera gives a medal in the Vatican to an abortion activist.
He's handing out the medals even to Hunter Biden's friend.
Yeah.
He's a nobody. He's just handing them out like candy to everybody.
Yeah. Tiddly, he's here.
Oh, there. Biden awards Pope the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Medal of Freedom.
With a distinction, like it says here, it's crazy. I mean, because Biden was supposed to meet with the Pope, but the meeting was called off because of the fires in L.A.
Yeah. And yeah, Sister Connie, I remember Anita Bryant. You remember the time she got hit in the face with that pie? Remember that? Yeah, right on camera because she was going someplace and because she spoke out against homosexuality. The pastors weren't doing it, so she did it, you know? And just like when the pastors weren't saying nothing when they decided to do the blue laws in America. Yeah, somebody's got their hand up there.
Better not.
Who?
Gilbert.
Gilbert, okay. How do you guys remember the icons?
Can everyone hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Just wanted to put a comment in. We're talking about the very, regarding Hollywood and stuff like that. We're talking about, you know, the very section of the world where an organization, okay, that actually approves the Emmy Awards, when you actually look, and it's called the National Academy of Television Science and Arts. When you actually look at the look at the acronym, it actually says Satan.
Yeah. Yep. You spell out their acronym. It literally says Satan.
What?
National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. If you actually look at the acronym backwards, it literally spells Satan.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's his native tongue, to speak in reverse. That's how the subliminal thing works. Exactly. Yeah. When I first started out as a Christian, I was exposing Antichrist as well as backward masking. I was trying to get my brother to understand it, but, you know, but it really does work. Like, just like the ear. I mean, the eyeball sees things upside down, and then the brain inverts it to make sense. When the ear hears something backwards and it doesn't make sense, it mirrors it. When it does make sense, it stores it in the subconscious. Mm-hmm. And Satan knows that. That's how he tempts too, and speaks to us.
Yeah. This time they laugh, but the last laugh will be in
He will laugh them into derision.
All righty. Where was I? Okay. It says, all are, still 488, paragraph 1, all are punished according to their deeds. The sins of the righteous have been transferred to Satan, the originator of evil, who must bear their penalty. Thus he is made to suffer not only for his own rebellion, but for all the sins which he has caused God's people to commit.
Yeah.
Think about that, because not only is some people burn extra long, Satan has burned for those sins too. Because he's the one who caused them to commit them. So yeah, it's going to be long for him.
Long.
And we're not going to find any enjoyment in it. Yeah. When we're staying, I would think we would all turn away, walk down from the wall, and let it happen. Because there's nothing, you know, it's just desserts. Every tear is wiped away. Because we already gone through the 1,000 years of the vindicative judgment and saw everyone that we love and hold dear to us that didn't make it, let's say, we've gone through their books and we know that the Lord Jesus, he did everything he could to reach them. They specifically stated they didn't want anything to do with them. So there's nothing we can do. So we just, our tears are dried up.
We just gotta accept it.
Yeah.
You know,
we get to that point where, okay, that was a person that made that decision. We are a person that made this decision.
Well, it's funny, we could have kept reading because it says his punishment is to be far greater than that of those whom he has deceived. That, yeah, that's crazy. After all have perished who fell by his deceptions, he is still to live and suffer on. In the cleansing flames, the wicked are last destroyed, root and branch. Satan is the root, his followers the branches. The justice of God is satisfied, and the saints and all the angelic hosts say with a loud voice, Amen. Not even a teardrop. They just say Amen.
Still be it. Yeah, because we knew it was the right thing. We know it's now the right thing, but even more so then, because now we got 1,000 years of judgment behind our. Behind us. 1,000 years. We'll be pretty smart by then, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the start of eternity.
That torture for him.
Sister Connie said, imagine what this world could be like if these fallen cherubs repented and helped mankind instead of trying to destroy them.
Well, we're going to find out what this world will be after they're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll find out what the true meaning of life is.
Right. And it, let me see. Go through some comments here. Alex said, that's why you confess every sin and try to make it home. So Satan could burn for it. Only way we can make Satan pay for what he did to us.
Yeah, you confess the sin, put it on him.
Joe said, just like how Christ took upon him all the sins of the world at his death, Satan will the same. You know what? I didn't think about it like that. I did not think about it like that. So
that's Christ, a good point.
Yeah, like Danny just said, that in the sanctuary all the sins were put on the scapegoat, so Satan is the scapegoat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Led out into the wilderness by the hand of a strong man.
Yes, Amen, Brother Ryan. Misery loves company.
Mm-hmm. The only reason that makes sense for him to do what he's doing, because super intelligent as he is, he knows what's coming.
Yeah, so even when his hosts are surrounding the city, it's like one last hurrah for him.
Yeah, we read earlier that, yeah, I know, she took over my kneeling pad, the cat sleeping on it. But, we read earlier, I think in here, or maybe I read it personally, but I think we read it together, where when Satan wanders for that 1,000 years, it's going to be mental torture to him, what he has to go through, knowing what's coming. And he can't change it. And you talk about watching a clock for something to happen. You know, waiting for the clock to tick that second to get to that. 1,000 years, this guy's going to have to sit there and deal with that.
With his, you know.
With all the minions. Yeah, all the demons. And they're all spitting and getting angry, I'm sure.
Probably
all throwing rocks. Look what you did. And they just won't stop, you know.
It's probably a chaotic time for them.
Just desserts. And then after all that torture, mental torture, he has to deal with what happens at the end of the 1,000. And he deserves it, though. Every lick of it.
Yeah, but, and Brother Gilbert said he's so intelligent that he outsmarted himself.
That's my business.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just like he's such a con. He conned other people.
Yeah. He conned himself. And you could see that same spirit in some of us if we hadn't found Christ, because I can remember, you know, you start a lie when you're a little kid, you know, and by the time, if you never correct the lie or find Christ, the lie becomes true to you. Like,
yeah, it really did.
Yeah. You know, you made it up when you were 8 years old, let's say, right? And then it becomes true to you. So he's outsmarted himself. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen, brother.
Right. Alrighty. It says, next paragraph, page 489, paragraph 1, while the earth is wrapped in the fire of God's vengeance, the righteous abide safely in the holy city. Amen. Upon those that have part in the first resurrection, the second death has no power. While God is to the wicked a consuming fire, he is to his people both a sun and a shield. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Revelation 21, verse 1. The fire that consumes the wicked purifies the earth. Every trace of the curse is swept away. No eternally burning hell will keep before the ransom the fearful consequences of sin. Mic drop. One reminder alone remains. Our Redeemer will ever bear the marks of his crucifixion. Upon his wounded head, his hands and feet are the only traces of the cruel work that sin has wrought. Wow. So hold up. So I know he has the wounds in his hands and on his side. That I understand, because I've read that before, but on his head as well.
The crown of thorns.
Think about that. The most loving person in the universe, because by the time, you know, like a couple of trillion years from now, everybody knows how loving he is, even though the first year, and those marks are still there to show that just exemplifies his love. And it glorifies the law. Like he said, that's what he was coming for. Because the law can be done away with, and he wouldn't have to die. It proves the power of the law. You can't change God's law so much that his own son died, so we don't have to. You know, they don't catch
that. Key, 489, paragraph 3. O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, to thee shall it come even the first dominion. Micah 4, verse 8. The kingdom forfeited by sin, Christ has regained, and the redeemed are to possess it with him. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Psalm 37:29. A fear of making the saints' inheritance seem too material has led many to spiritualize the way the very truths which lead us to look upon the new earth as our home.
The spiritualizing away the very truths which lead us to look upon our new earth as our home. Everybody wants to... Just look at some of the ways they describe heaven nowadays, or say, like, there ain't no beer up there, I ain't going. Yeah. It's a country music song about that. You know, it's disgusting.
You'd rather die with the sinner.
No, yeah, I'd rather laugh with the sinner than die with the sinner.
Laugh with the sinner.
That was Billy Joel.
The saints, yeah.
That one song.
In heaven, there's no beer.
Yeah. In heaven, there is no beer. Is that the name of that song?
Yeah, I think. Wasn't that when you talking about whiskey?
Yeah.
Or something.
Whiskey or beer. Like that.
I don't even want to remember it.
That's why you think it's here.
But that's their mindset. Look at Katy Perry. Literally says on camera, she sold her soul to the devil because she couldn't. She was raised in a very religious family. They're not really that religious. They're Pentecostal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the choir and singing and all this other stuff. And then she said, I couldn't sing the songs I wanted to sing. And sold me. Literally says, I sold my soul to the devil. She says, right on camera. And then one guy, he went to the crossroads and he, quote unquote, met a man and he made a deal with him. And he literally says this. He says, I can't remember exactly his words. Bob Dylan, that's that guy. He says on camera that, and he says, well, what deal did you make? And he goes, oh, I made a deal, you know, with someone outside of this world. And, you know, with the way he talks, it was kind of strange the way he used to talk. to become rich and famous. And that was it. Now that he's old and decrepit, I wonder if, but you, no one really sells their soul. Christ can save them too. Right. But if they want, if they demand themselves to be reprobate.
Like the demoniac,
Yeah, sitting in clouds.
Right. Now you were talking about selling souls. I don't know if you've ever heard the story of Robert Johnson, that blues musician from the 30s. He used to play, he was an amateur and he used to play at different scenes, like different bars or wherever. And people said he was so terrible and he ended up at a crossroads, somewhere in Mississippi, I believe it was. He said he had an encounter with the devil and he gave his soul to the devil, and the devil made him one of the greatest blues musicians that the world has ever seen. Now rock stars today, some rock stars, they have said that Robert Johnson was their influence. And I'm like, that's why the devil gave him, because the devil's the angel of music. So that's why he made him made all these other rock stars some of the best musicians, well, at least from a worldly standpoint, out there, because he's the angel of music.
It's amazing how just music can make you a millionaire, or lying on camera as an actor, you know, professional liars, can make you millionaires. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But again, that's this world.
It's kind of funny. Real quickly, I'll say this, as far as Robert Johnson's concerned, his death is mysterious, so I'm like, wonder if the devil killed him, because he was like, I had enough. Mm-hmm. The devil chews you up and spits you out when he's done with you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Then you do. These are missing souls now.
Right. Sister Soom said selling their souls was basically them giving their free will to a business entity to make music they are told to make, instead of exercising their own free will to make music that glorifies God. It's no secret in the industry. Mic drop.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. They're so vocal with it now. They don't care.
They're vocal. They don't care. They figure the odds are on their side, because there's a lot more wicked than there are good. Like that old man in Gilman said when he said to me about Satan being stronger than Jesus, because most people are evil.
Mm-hmm.
He says, no, that just proves Jesus is a lot more powerful. He prophesied this was going to happen. The harmony of everything.
Okay. It says, continuing on, nobody else has any comments. Doesn't look like it. Sister Minnie said, reminds me of the song, The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh, yeah. With that fiddle.
Yeah.
The golden fiddle.
And the devil wears Prada.
There's a movie. Yeah, that's fashion.
Yeah.
The devil uses fashion, too. A lot of women get wrecked, and men, homosexual, they get into it. There's guys wearing makeup.
Dwayne said,
And I remember telling this to my brother Bert back when the Rolling Stones were on stage and they were overwhelmingly popular. They were one of the first to do this massive concert for just one person, you know, Mick Jagger. Well, it's the whole band. And Bert was all in awe about it and how he wants to be that way. I says, Bert, look at the sweat bands on his back, because Mick Jagger's running up and down stage. And he's got a thin girly jacket on, you know, how they would always act like homosexuals. Mm-hmm. And the sweat that he had on his back that wept through the coat, and it, Bert went back like that. And he goes, ooh, didn't see that. He says, look at that sweat marks. It looks like burnt angel wings. The way the sweat was shaping on his back. But yeah, that song, he was glorifying Satan. And to this day, the guy's a multimillionaire. Whenever he says anything, he's like in his
80s. I
know. You know, and they're all still alive.
See that guy?
How merciful our Father is.
Yeah. He's still giving them chance to repent.
Like the Pope's, look how old they got. Soros. That guy's older than the dirt. And he's still as evil as ever. He's probably pretty good definition of a reprobate if he dies this way. But as you still, Christ can even save that man. Look what he did for the thief.
He can.
Yeah.
So because we are going to be surprised when we get home.
Yeah, I was actually just reading real quickly about Robert Johnson, because I'm very fascinated with it. It says, according to legend, which of course they're going to say it's a legend, as a young man living on a plantation in rural Mississippi, Johnson had a tremendous desire to become a great blues musician. One of the legends often told says that Johnson was instructed to take a guitar to a crossroads near Dockery Plantation at midnight. There are claims for other sites as the location of the crossroads. There he was met by a large being, the devil, who took the guitar and tuned it. The devil played a few songs and then returned the guitar to Johnson, giving him mastery of the instrument. The story
hold on, bro. Yeah, this was just too hot. You know, I don't want to even, me personally, I don't want to hear it. That kind of stuff about him, you know, him going out there. He glorifies the devil. It's, I'm sorry. I didn't want to break in like that. But yeah, it's, we know what they do and how they did it, and that's on them. You know, it's kind of rough to, you know, it's, because I remember when I was a young man, we got into the occult and looking for power. And but it was, you know, I don't even want to talk about that stuff anymore. But, yeah, we can get on the little things, but going in detail like that, that's, you know, it's scary. And it is partially legend, too, because it just glorifies the devil. So puff him up in the eyes of many. So I'm sorry, bro. Well, I'm not. I want to glorify Christ.
No. I'm the one who should be sorry. I shouldn't have even elaborated on it. That should be a different subject. That's my fault. So forgive me, everybody, if I created something unnecessary.
You're okay.
You know, it's I figured because we were just on the subject since we were talking about it and different things that, you know, different things that was going on, especially in the industry. And so, but amen.
Yeah, because a lot of the stuff is common knowledge, and we know what we're looking at, and we can see the scriptures and the prophecies being fulfilled.
And, we can all get carried away with talking.
It's just we got a little carried away. We all got carried away. It's okay, though.
Not a big deal. I mean, on one hand, it just shows people who may be still in that, like people who watch these celebrities or even listen to music to stay away from it. But then on the other hand, it just, like you said, it can glorify Satan. So I guess there's a balance for it. There's a time and place.
Amen. Like anything else, any kind of an addiction, it can suck you in, you know?
Right. But let's listen to something even more cheerful, and that is the next sentence. It says, Christ assured, page 490, it says, Christ assured his disciples that he went to prepare mansions for them. Now, that's something I'd rather hear and think about. Those who accept the teachings of God's word will not be wholly ignorant concerning the heavenly abode. And yet the Apostle Paul declares, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9.
Amen.
Human language is inadequate to describe the reward of the righteous. It will be known only to those who behold it. No finite mind can comprehend the glory of the paradise of God. Amen.
And amen. That's just amazing when you think about it.
I know.
Yeah. Because you try to picture stuff. Yeah. And the Bible does talk a lot about heaven. That's why I made the heaven page. But that's nothing compared to, there's a lot of stuff the Bible doesn't say about heaven. It's, oh, man.
Indescribable.
I mean, just the fact that it's indescribable makes me all the more ambitious to want to get there. Not just because I'm interested in what we're going to be doing there, but because, you know, it just makes you want to get that much closer to God.
Yeah, to see his glory and his glory in everything. We could see it down here, but up there, there's nothing, no dark glasses. We could see his glory in everything, and that's good. Because you know how we get awestruck sometimes, like when a Bible verse pops off a page or a thought comes to mind from the Lord, and it just hits us like a ton of golden bricks from heaven? That's going to be every second up there, you know? We're going to be seeing things we never thought could be possible. But let's go cruise over to that quasar.
Raven, looking into the eyes of Jesus.
Oh,
wow. What better thing could there be?
Yeah. And him looking back at you.
I know.
It's one thing to look at him.
Yeah.
But have him looking at you. Because I was just picturing it the other day. I was drifting off to sleep. We're all flying home. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I look and he turns and he looks back at me, right, in my thought. Mm-hmm. And I go up to did you see him? Did you see him? He looked at me.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. Up the bed. He looked at me. What did you say? Oh, man, he looked at me.
Yeah.
During our worship, too, we read about, you know, when we, you know, all the redeemed, they're going to be lining up. Yeah. Jesus himself will put the crown and the heart like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, so excited to know the line because how many people there?
How many people ahead of me?
And then he's looking at you when he puts the crown. Oh, man. And the love that, and that, even though you know all that's going to happen, you still can't describe it.
Right.
It's just like with those colors that one scientist saw when he's looking through the tunnel. You can't describe it. You've never seen this before.
Right.
You can't describe those colors.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why Sister Palm is so exciting.
It is.
Very exciting.
So how much further is left in this book, by the way?
Just one page.
One page?
Well, yeah, see this?
Oh, wow.
Right down here. Oh.
One says 506. But
okay.
That's the appendix.
Okay.
Yeah, but
all the appendix, man. It sounds painful. Anyway, I never got that, even as a kid. I never looked it up, so. But
I don't know. Are we, real quickly, are we going to, after we finish the contents of the book, are we actually going to read the appendix?
No.
What is the appendix? Isn't that just like summaries?
It's like a note from, let's say, number one, page 206. They have this.
That's VC notes, like General Conference notes?
I think the notes made by James, or I don't know.
We got to pick a book, the next book. Are we going to finish? Where are you at on that page?
I'm on page 490, paragraph 1. So
well, I was talking to Fran.
What's the words on it?
490, paragraph 1.
Where it says, in the Bible, the inheritance of the saved is called a country.
In the Bible.
Right here, yeah.
Oh, so we got another week we can probably do.
This is like a little bit, two paragraphs.
Yeah, I know, but it's already, we only got 5 minutes left.
Oh, I know.
So we could probably finish this next week, but we got to find another book.
Yeah.
I don't know where we're going. Yeah, I know. Potentially a few weeks, but the way we are, because the Holy Spirit just starts moving. So.
Right.
But that was a cue.
Okay. Well, I think I can finish this paragraph right here, and then that'd be a good one. Call it a night. Yeah. It says, in the Bible, the inheritance of the saved is called a country. There the great shepherd leads his flock to the fountains of living waters. The tree of life yields its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the service of the nations. There are ever-flowing streams, clear as crystal. And beside them, waving trees cast their shadows upon the paths prepared for the ransom of the Lord. There the wide-spreading plains swell into hills of beauty, and the mountains of God rear their lofty summits. On those peaceful plains, beside those living streams, God's people, so long pilgrims and wanderers, shall find a home. Now, that's a nice place.
Yeah, and that home is like, you know, like if you go on a trip and you come to your home, even if it's shanty, it's home, right? And you can relax.
There's no place like home.
There's no place like home now for eternity.
Yeah.
And so, there is the New Jerusalem. We'll pick that up next week.
We're kind of homesick then.
So, amen. Because if we start it now, we'll end up, I don't want to take away from what we can probably get into next week. So, yeah, please keep it in prayer, everybody, in regards to how we're going to do church next week. We got to do communion.
Yeah.
And I don't want to push it out on the Telegram because there's quite a few family members in the church that don't know how to use Telegram. Although we got 27 in tonight. 27 families or 27 people. So, oh, by the way, this is snow water. I made a little puddle, so I cleaned it up. But who's going to be voluntold?
Can I voluntold myself just because I feel responsible for leading the conversation? I'd like to pray and ask the Lord's forgiveness if that's okay.
Okay. Right. Yeah. She's moving.
Yeah.
She had no choice, right? Poor kitty, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the cat will be fine. He'll find another place to sleep and then won't even worry about it. Yeah. Yeah, cats are pretty versatile like that. They can find anywhere to sleep and get comfortable.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's pray. If we're on our knees. Heavenly Father, firstly, I just ask for forgiveness. Excuse me. Just ask for forgiveness for being responsible. At least I feel is responsible for contributing. Maybe not starting the conversation, but at least contributing to straying away from the subject at hand. And Father, we know that not only for us that's not something we need to do, but we also don't want to do that for the babes as well, because we want to leave the babes with the deep impression of the glories that await them as long as they stay on the path. And Father, the same for us. We want to stay on this path, and we do not want to give any glory to the devil in any way, shape, or form. He's already had enough success in this world, and we're trying to win as many souls to the kingdom of heaven as possible. And so please forgive me, Father, for that, and forgive us for in any way we got off track and not stayed focused. But this is not a time for us to mourn or be in despair, because we know the promises of your word, that you promise forgiveness unto us when we confess and repent. And so thank you in advance for forgiving us and being a loving, merciful Father that you are. But thank you nonetheless, though, that we were able to at least talk about some of the many wonderful things that we have to look forward to, and then some. As Paul says, eye has not seen nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. So there's so much more that we do not know that's going to be happening, but we're looking forward to it, Father. And we ask that you'll please help us to stay on that path, that we do not stray away at all, and so that we'd be the best reflections of Christ that we possibly can here in this side of eternity, and then on the next side of eternity when we're ambassadors to our unfallen brothers and sisters. Thank you for hearing this prayer, Father, and all the prayers in the minds and hearts of your people. And again, thank you for your forgiveness and cleansing us from all unrighteousness and the filthiness of flesh and spirit. And it's in these things that we pray to the best of our ability with the help of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name we pray and thank you. Amen.